Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, for the whole show right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we focus on attracting high-tech companies to Northern Nevada. One vital amenity provided to companies at TRI is a connection to a complete digital fiber network. This gives the ability of unlimited bandwidth and voice services to every business. And what's charged for the installation of this valuable asset? Nothing. Zero. Nada. And that's a pretty good deal. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When making your decision as where to play golf, consider the resort at Red Hawk. You know you have made the right choice the moment you arrive. The friendly staff welcomes you to our award-winning pro shop. You know you've made the right decision on the first tee. The lakes course is in the best condition in years. You know you've made the right choice after you've played 18 holes. The resort at Red Hawk, the right choice.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Screens, wireless, broadband, and TV are coming together. Another innovation from AT&T, helping you make the most of your world. The passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're devoting the whole show to President Jimmy Carter. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
It's a real pleasure to be with you and to be in Nevada, of course.
And happy birthday.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I'm 82 years old. We're still, you know, going strong.
Going very strong, sir. Let's start out with Iraq, Iran, Syria, North Korea, Lebanon. It seems like the planet's going off the railroad tracks.
Well, it has gone seriously off the railroad track in the last 5 years, because of the ill-advised policies of the Bush administration. And let me explain that now so it won't look partisan. I'm not talking about Democrats versus Republicans or liberals versus conservatives, but there's been a radical departure in the last 5 years from all the previous policies of presidents, Democratic and Republican. What we've seen in the last 5 years is incredible new policies. One is preemptive war. We now have declared that we're going to go to war with people, even though our own security is not directly threatened. And this was exemplified most clearly when we went into Afghanistan in a justified war after 9/11, abandoned the commitment to Afghanistan to a major degree, and then moved into Iraq under false pretenses, as you well know. And the recent intelligence estimates done by 16 agencies, all controlled by the Republican administration, declared that our own security is more threatened now than it was before 9/11, because we have gone into Iraq and aroused more terrorist animosity against our country. So that's the first thing that has caused the problem. The second thing is that when the administration announces that we're going to attack you if we don't like your policies, in effect, the preemptive war commitment, this makes nations doubtful about our own commitment to overall peace. It also makes nations that are singled out feel that we are going to be attacked by the United States as they attacked Iraq. We've got two serious problems that you just mentioned. One is North Korea, and the other one is Iran. These are problem countries. I went to North Korea in 1994, and the Clinton administration adopted the agreement that I worked out that they would not have any enrichment of our nuclear waste, and they would not go forward with a nuclear arms program. The Bush administration, though, came in office, abandoned that agreement, and declared that North Korea was an axis of evil nation, which means that we put them in the same category with Iraq. So the North Koreans, who are paranoid to start with, an isolated country, feel that they're on the verge of being attacked by the United States. So what they've done is build up their nuclear capability. And we don't know how many weapons they now have the capability of building, but their estimate are between 7 and 12. This is a terrible setback for peace around the world. The same thing is happening now with Iran. The Iranians must not be permitted to go into nuclear arsenal capability. But what we've done is declared that Iran is also an axis of evil nation, so they think we're going to attack them. Their natural result is we've got to defend ourselves every way we possibly can.
Well, you know, it used to be that the balance of power in the Middle East in that region was Iraq versus Iran. We have now taken that balance of power away, and how is that going to change the face of the Middle East?
Well, it's changed the face of the Middle East because we've now made Iran the dominant nation in that whole region. And where Iraq and Iran used to be at war. In fact, when I was president, they were at war. When Ronald Reagan was president, they were at war. Now they have become allies, at least with the radical Islamists in Iraq have combined with the radical Islamists in Iran, and they have pulled those two countries together. So Iran is now a very dominant country. One of the worst things is that the Bush administration has said, if you don't accept our premises completely, our demands completely, we will not talk to you or negotiate with you. So we will not negotiate with North Korea. We will not negotiate with Iran. We will not negotiate with Syria. We will not negotiate with the Palestinian government.
But let me ask you this. That is the public face of things. But yeah, we both know that in the diplomatic world, there were back channels. Are there not conversations going on through back channels?
I doubt that very seriously. I think if one of those back channels were to be revealed, it would be very damaging to have the world know that the White House and the administration has been lying to people. We're not going to talk to Iran, but then all of a sudden we'll find out that they have been talking to Iran secretly. It would be very devastating to them. And I know for a fact that we don't have that back channel communication. So this has meant that where we left 9/11 with a united nation, perhaps America was more united than it has been since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And we had unanimous support from around the world. We had Iran support, we had Iraq support, we had China support, we had Indonesia's support, all over the world, Bangladesh. Now we have lost that support as a combined team fighting against terrorism, as we had the ill-advised adventure into Iraq, and now we've turned all those countries against us. So now we stand almost alone, I would say with the exception of part of Great Britain, in the war against terrorism. And that's why the intelligence agencies have said that we're more in danger now than we were before 9/11.
In a recent article in Der Spiegel, you were talking about your upcoming book. You were very critical of Israel's incursion into Lebanon. Would you explain? Yeah.
Well, that has been misinterpreted by some. What I have always felt that Israel has a perfect right to defend itself. What I did say in one of my comments to Der Spiegel, and I still stand by it, is my own opinion, is that Israel overreacted by broadening its attack against Hezbollah, which they should have done, and bombing the entire nation of Lebanon with cluster bombs, which are just anti-personnel bombs. I thought that was excessive. And I think it robbed Israel of the support of the world community that they had when Hezbollah crossed the border and attacked Israel. But when they start killing tens of thousands of civilians with their bombing all over Lebanon, I thought that was a mistake, and still do. This is another very serious problem with this administration. For the last 5 years, for the first time since Israel was a nation, the United States has made no attempt, none whatsoever, to have a comprehensive peace talk to bring peace to Israel, which is one of the preeminent considerations and commitments of the American people and, in the past, the American government. No peace talks at all under this administration.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about domestic issues with the former President of the United States, Jimmy Carter.
For a videotape copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The tapes are $20 each, including shipping.
Senator Dina Titus wrote the toughest sexual predator laws in the state's history.
As governor, I'll end early probation for sexual predators, and we'll track them for life. There'll be no place to hide.
Titus, governor. It's time.
Easier way inside local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
My family started this business 27 years ago.
We work hard to serve our customers and our community.
But it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going...
Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%. Lobby for your interests and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
Nevada Mining is dedicated to reclamation, recreating an environment that works for people and wildlife. Working with federal, state, and local agencies, custom seed mixtures are planted every year by the Nevada mining industry on thousands of acres. We return land that yielded valuable minerals to land once again productive for wildlife, grazing, and recreation. Nevada Mining. It works for Nevada. It's working for you.
Congressman Gibbons just doesn't get it. Billions of dollars in tax breaks for corporate giants, then borrow from China to pay for it. No balanced budget, just Washington waste. Congressman Gibbons is not on our side.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. Pleasure to have you here, sir. Campaigns are all about getting elected.
Yes, I understand.
And they're
that.
Not about the real issues of the country. What do you think the biggest issues are that are not being discussed in the campaigns across this country?
Well, I think that right now we have to realize that the 2006 election is going to be one of the most important that our country has seen since its founding. It will provide a turning point, not only in international affairs, which you and I have just discussed, but also in domestic affairs. When I was president, for instance, I worked very harmoniously with the Republican opposition. In fact, more harmoniously than I did with the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. And that could still be the case in the future if we could have a balanced government. But under this government for the last 6 years, with one-party rule, We have had the same devastating choices in domestic policy that I just described in international policy. First of all, every single tax law that's passed has heavily benefited the richest few people in America at the expense of the working class families of America.
But you know, Mr. President, the average working man is in support of cutting the death tax, for example, because Americans believe that they're all going to end up being rich.
Yeah, but all of the tax breaks that have gone to the rich people have meant that you couldn't have, say, benefits for veterans. So the incumbent senator from senator from this state, for instance, has voted against benefits for veterans three times, and even voted to cut back on body armor and armor for Humvees, things of that kind, to save money to give to the rich people in tax breaks. That is not good for our country, and it's not good for the people who depend on the government to treat them fairly. As a matter of fact, talking about tax breaks, this point you raised, if you take all the tax breaks that the Bush administration has imposed on the American people with the right-wing Republicans supporting it, for every dollar reduction that a working class family has received, the richest people have received $191 in benefits, 191-1. And that is a serious affliction on our economy. Also, the Republican administration has insisted on holding the minimum wage at the same level it was 10 years ago, $5.15 an hour, which is below the poverty level. At the same time, they have increased their own salaries, the members of Congress and cabinet and so forth, by $30,000 per year. that's another very vivid symbol of proof of the inequity of this administration as it robs the poor to benefit their richest neighbor.
So what would you do? What other path would you take?
Well, I hope that Nevada will go ahead and approve an increase in the minimum wage, which other states have not done.
And it's looking very good.
And it's looking very good, and I hope it will be done. Unfortunately, the junior senator here has voted against the increase in the minimum wage at the federal level, which is typical of his vote. He's been in bed with the Bush administration on all the things that I've just described internationally and domestically 96% of the time since he's been in office. And this is what we need to change. You know, I don't think that Nevada people would approve this kind of deviation from the past policies of the country. Another thing is that this administration has been the single most opposed to environmental protection that we've had in recent history. They have, in effect, said, okay, we need an energy policy. Let's let the oil companies decide what the energy policy will be. And that's exactly what they have done. And I think the American people will get some temporary benefits between now and Election Day because they tell their friends in the oil companies, look, let's get the price of gas down as much as we can as Election Day approaches. Then you can go back up to your $3 a gallon or more. Another thing is that they in bed with the major pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies with the Medicare drug prices. What this administration has done with the full support of the junior senator is let's don't let the United States government bargain with the pharmaceutical companies to get their prices for drugs down at all. That's illegal now even to try to get the price of drugs reduced. And Canada and all the other countries have a 40% to 50% less price for the drugs that people need than does the United States.
A quick answer on this. Do you think if there was a Democratic administration with the amount of money that the drug industry puts into congressional races, that things would change?
Absolutely. This is proven by the vote of the overwhelming number of Democrats. You go back and look at how the House and Senate Democrats have voted on these issues. They have voted in favor of working people, in favor of Medicare recipients, and against these giveaway programs to richest people, oil companies, and pharmaceutical companies.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll come back with one more segment with the former President of the United States, Jimmy Carter.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I've been to Iraq twice, and I've seen firsthand the sacrifices our men and women in uniform make every day in the war on terror. I fought to strengthen our military and improve their quality of life. America's heroes risk their lives every day, and they need to count on our support. We're bringing a new veterans hospital right here to Nevada because our commitment to our heroes doesn't end when they come home.
John Ensign, keeping Nevada strong.
I'm John Ensign, and I approve this message.
How long does it take to get to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park? Well, it's just 10 minutes east of Reno Sparks on Highway 80, just minutes from the airport. And under construction is an interchange linking I-80 to TRI's four-lane USA Parkway. And soon, this parkway will connect Interstate 80 to Highway 50. How far is the world's largest industrial center from your home? It's a lot closer than you think. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
When making your decision as where to play golf, consider the resort at Red Hawk. You know you have made the right choice the moment you arrive. The friendly staff welcomes you to our award-winning pro shop. You know you've made the right decision on the first tee. The lakes course is in the best condition in years. You know you've made the right choice after you've played 18 holes. The resort at Red Hawk, the right choice.
To Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former President Jimmy Carter. The reason you're here is the fact that your son Jack is running for the United States Senate, if that wasn't abundantly obvious to everybody who was watching the program. You've been campaigning across the street. He was ill for a while, and you stepped in, and you've been just hugely popular wherever you have been. People in Fallon just love you, apparently. But I wanted to raise a question here.
Yes, please.
I moved to Plains, Georgia. And 3.5 years later, I decide I'm going to run for the United States Senate from Georgia. Mm-hmm. What are Georgians going to say?
I think they would look at the history of our state and see. My information is that there has never been a senator from this state that was born in Nevada. You can check that fact, but I believe it's true. So Nevada is a state somewhat different from Georgia.
Senator Reed was born in Searchlight.
Maybe that's true, but I don't think that's true. What I've been pointing. But anyway, Nevada is a state.
I'm not going to argue with the former president.
Well,
I'll give you a buy.
Your viewers can check the record. You can look at the difference between the states. Nevada is a state that has a massive influx of population, a kind of a transient population. And Jack has the basic values in his background and his present commitments that, in my opinion, are completely compatible with those of Nevada.
For example?
Well, for instance, he's a constitutionalist. He believes that the Constitution ought to be preserved and that we ought not to torture people. We ought not to bypass the Constitution. I understand that in almost all of the states, there are lawsuits now saying we can't let this administration make changes in constitutional provisions that affect our states. That's one thing. I think Jack is also a person that will protect individual values. He's a farm boy. He's worked all of his life. He's a brilliant student in college. He went to Georgia Tech and got a degree in physics. While he was there, he interrupted his education to volunteer to go to Vietnam. He's fought for our country. He came back and got a law degree. He's been involved in international finance. He knows this entire country. And Jack, I think, will protect the individual rights against the unwarranted intrusion of the federal government, which I think is a prime characteristic of Nevada people. He knows the rural areas, he knows the urban areas, he knows international finance, and he'll be, as he says often, he'll be Nevada's voice in Washington, protecting the rights of Nevada, standing up for the White House, and not be Washington's voice in Nevada. And an incumbent senator against whom he's running has voted more for whatever the White House demands than almost any other person in the entire Congress. And Jack will change that. He'll be voting for what's best for Nevada and not what President Bush and Republican right-wing elements demand that he do.
Couple of points. President Bush's popularity, even Nevada, has been dropping.
Justifiably so.
We've also have 10,000 more Democrats registered in the state than Republicans.
Yes.
And yet, Senator Ensign is running 23 points, according to the latest Mason-Dixon poll.
That's a Mason-Dixon poll. The Mason-Dixon poll apparently just interviews people that make over $100,000 and who have voted Republican in the last five races. But if you take more objective polls, I saw one in the Wall Street Journal not too long ago by Zogby that showed that Jack was only 3 points behind.
That's
well,
right.
Polls can go up and down. But I think what's going to happen now between in the next 7 weeks is that there's going to be three debates between the two men. And I think the debates, with a lot of doubt going on and more Democrats in this state than Republicans, is going to show a major surge toward Jack Carter as the next senator from Nevada.
You know that John Ensign has a huge war chest.
No. Okay. I know that.
All right.
That's a big advantage. There's no doubt about that. And that's why I think it's so significant that Jack's out campaigning every day. He's been out with me. We had shared 12 events yesterday. Jack's back in full physical capabilities. He's a long-distance runner. He recovered very quickly from his illness. And I think he'll be presenting himself to the Nevada people without any subterfuge. Jack is strong enough inside with his independence and his self-respect that he won't lie to anybody. He won't mislead anybody. He'll be there when the last vote's counted. And if he stands for the same kind of values that I've just described to you that exemplify the Democratic Party this year, and it's so important, I don't think there's any doubt that he'll prevail.
Okay, last question here. You're good at counting numbers. Do you think that we're going to see the House and the Senate go Democrat in this race?
Well, no, I'm not a prognosticator, and I'm long far removed from Washington, but I've seen a lot of very knowledgeable people say that at least one of those houses is going to go. Democratic. If it does, that'll be, it'll do two things. One, it'll put a brake on the ill-advised policies of the Bush administration. Secondly, it'll force more harmony and more cooperation between the two parties. And I think it'll help to break down that barrier that now is exemplified by red versus blue states. The American people want to be united behind the basic moral values that have shaped this country. And I think if one or both parties can take the House and Senate, the Democrats, then I think the White House will be much more amenable and much more cautious about having their ill-advised policies investigated and revealed to the American people. So I really hope and expect that we'll see a more balanced government in Washington after this election.
Mr. President, thank you very much indeed.
I've enjoyed it.
It's a pleasure.
Good questions.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune, and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used ProGroup. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call ProGroup today. Okay, spot me.
ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Yodeling, yodeling. Nevada offers great outdoor adventure, and Michael Hull Subaru offers the rugged performance of the 2006 Subaru Forester 2.5X. And right now, get into a 2006 Subaru Forester 2.5X with rebates up to $2,000, discounts up to $6,000, or 0% financing. Hey, Russ, you don't yodel in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
I wasn't yodeling. My lederhosen are too tight.
Remember, if you don't shop Michael Hull Subaru, you'll pay too much.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, give Marilyn Miner a call at Dixon Realty. A native Nevadan who knows the area, Marilyn is someone you can trust to get you the best real estate value.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Miner. I love the Truckee Meadows. I've raised my children here, and I'd be complimented to help you buy or sell your home.
To find out the value of your home, call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty today, 742-1280.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Play over 480 of the hottest slots and video poker games. Enjoy hot times and sizzling food specials at Sully's Sports Bar, Grill, and Nightclub. Watch your favorite game on one of our jumbo high-definition plasma TVs. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. Or sample the best hot and cold sandwiches in the Whistle Stop Deli. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun. South Virginia and Amati Ranch Parkway.
Yeah.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. It's also available as a video or audio podcast free at iTunes. On the next Nevada Newsmakers, we'll be taking a look at some of the initiative petitions. We'll see you then.